Well, let's chapter 16, Mishnah 3, which is a repetition of Nazir 9:3. And so for repetition, here we go. Hamoitzi meis betchila mushkav kadarko. If someone is digging alongside to inspect roads or for any other reason, and he finds a corpse discovered, and the corpse is lying normally, it's lying the way that corpses normally lie, which is on its back with its hands placed over its chest, then noitla ve'est tfusasoi, it can be removed together with its tfusa. And its tfusa means any soil that absorbed blood emitted from the corpse below it. And the reason that we can move it is that we assume in those days the custom was to bury corpses in a temporary place and then move the corpses later, the bones later, when the corpse had decomposed. So in this case over here, we're assuming that it was a temporary burial site, and we can move it. Matzah Shnaim, if two corpses are found together, Noitlan ve'es Tfasan, we can still move them and their Tfusa, if there were two corpses. But Matzah Shloisha, but if three corpses were discovered in the same place, Im Yesh Ben Zeleze Me'arba Amos Va'ad Shmoina, if there were between this and that from 4 to 8 Amos, Kamalo Mita V'Koivreha, which is enough for a bier and those bearing it to pass between them, Harezeh Shchunas Kvaris. We now assume that this is a cemetery, basically. I mean, literally translated, it means a neighborhood of graves, but we now assume that it's a cemetery. And once it's a cemetery, and these are the final resting places of these corpses, so we're not allowed to move these corpses now. So we would have to leave them there. Boydek Mimenu Ulahalan Esrim Amma. So the person who's now digging over there, he must inspect from there and beyond 20 amas. He must inspect to check if there are any other corpses buried up to 20 amas away. Matza echad basoif esrim amma, if he discovers one at the end of 20 amas, boidek mimenu ahalan esrim amma, he must inspect from there and beyond another 20 amas. Shiraglaim ledavar, because there is support for the matter, meaning that now there's a basis for presuming that the whole site is a designated graveyard, and even though he found only one grave at the end of 20 amas, since he'd already found three others in that vicinity, he must presume it's a permanent graveyard, and it's forbidden to remove those corpses, and so he can't remove those corpses. She'ilu mitchila matza, if he had discovered this last grave first, Noitla ve'estfaso, he would have taken it with its tfusa, he would have taken it with the soil beneath it, because he wouldn't have known that there was a graveyard over there. But because he's now found the other three, so he can't remove it and its soil beneath it, he has to assume that this is the permanent resting place.